Good morning. Today is Thursday, September 23rd. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Today will be mostly cloudy with a chance of showers. Look for a high of 77 degrees and a low of 53. In our top story, Raleigh police said they had solved the 1977 rape and murder of a Raleigh woman 44 years after the crime. And police say the suspect died years ago. Alma Jones was killed in December 1977 south of downtown Raleigh. At the time, no suspects were named, and police haven't said how the man they ultimately named as a suspect was connected. Police say he was identified through a DNA profile of the suspect that matched the DNA of a living relative. The case was revived almost 10 years ago when a box containing case files was discovered. In education news, Wake County will not have a learning program this fall for year-round students, a decision that concerns parents of struggling students. The decision also concerns teachers who rely on teaching during the program for extra income. North Carolina school districts were required last summer to offer a new 6-week summer learning program to help at-risk students dealing with learning loss. While traditional calendar students completed the program in the summer, Wake County said it will be paused this fall for year-round students due to staffing shortages. In more school news, multiple schools in Wake and Johnston counties were the victims of copycat hoax threats on Wednesday. None of the threats made on social media were credible, but they led to lockdowns and extra police on campus in some locations. The new round of threats came after East Wake High was put on lockdown Tuesday following a hoax threat. School officials say threats become viral and predictable after they get publicized. In business news, Durham company Cree is hoping to convince its employees to get vaccinated against COVID-19 by offering them a chance to win a new Tesla. Cree said it will reward vaccinated employees with a weekly chance to win things like gaming systems, jewelry and consumer electronics. The biggest prize will be a Tesla car that's valued at over $50,000. Many companies and tech firms have started implementing vaccine mandates for their employees. And finally, Chapel Hill is buzzing about the appearance of A-list actress Gwyneth Paltrow in downtown. Students tweeted sightings of the Goop founder at a coffee shop and on Franklin Street. While it's not known why she was in Chapel Hill, her presence delights those who saw her. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website, and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.